The World Tomorrow. Garner Ted Armstrong brings you the plain truth about today's world news and the prophecies of the world tomorrow.
And greetings, friends around the world. The greatest transfer of wealth in all of history has taken place in the last year and a half or so, and with it, complete disequilibrium in the economies of much of the Western world and of Japan. And now today we see some of the shocking suggestions by American leadership to try to turn around runaway inflation and recession. The idea being that if the government gives us a short-term boost by sending us all a nice tidy little check of at least $100 or so, maybe up to about $1,000, we will spend that money, knowing human nature, as quickly as we possibly can, therefore recycling immediately a few short billions into the American economy, stimulating business, helping people to kind of push their lusts and desires over the fence a little with regard to that new coat, the extra vacation, the new automobile that is sitting on the lot and not being purchased. I think the government actually feels, or Mr. Ford does, that perhaps by giving us a certain amount of billions in terms of tax rebates, we would turn around and spend it rather quickly, therefore fueling the business climate in the United States, maybe helping people buy homes or just that little bit of extra cushion that might make them go out and be tempted to buy some additional appliances or something on time payments. Knowing human nature, though, people would spend that money just about as quickly as they get it. But then eventually the government would take back far more than double what it gives. Because over the long haul, by raising taxes, surcharges, whatever, on especially foreign fuel imports, and causing gasoline to rise another 10 or 20 cents a gallon, eventually the government would get back over the long haul more than it gives. It's quite a scheme. We'll have to wait and see what a Democratic...